was 96 last February.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't think I'd make it to 65 to retire, but I'd done that.
Ah, yeah. Let's go back to the beginning. I'm curious, were you drafted or did you enlist in the
I was
military?
drafted because I was married and we had two kids.
How old were you at that time?
33.
Quite a bit older than the majority of the
Yeah,
soldiers.
there was me and two other guys who were the last group that waged the left flander with the draft.
And what year was that you were drafted then?
1944, May 3rd or 1st, 3rd, I think. Went to Fort Snelling. We were there a few days. Then we shipped a bunch of us down to Fort Camp Hood, Texas. That's where I done my basic training.
And what branch of the military?
Infantry.
From there, were you sent overseas?
Yeah, we were sent overseas. In fact, I was over there as a replacement, and I was there before the outfit I was in was over there. They got called later, the whole outfit, that 10th Mountain Division. Had been up in Alaska and different places. And somebody over there in Italy wanted some smart guys, good guys, so they sent this 10th Mountain Division. That was all high school graduates and professors and that kind of men in there. Well, then when they got over in Italy, they sent them up to the front. Everybody else had been trying to drive the enemy off this mountain by coming up the front to where they were. But that didn't do that. They got killed coming up there. So the 10th Mountain Division come up the backside where it was straight up and down. And then they started shoving them the other way. And that's where they started moving them. I think that was in June that I was sent up to the front.
And now in Italy, in front of the
Yeah,
10th Mountain Division.
yeah. When we were in Texas in basic on June D-Day, they were laughing and kidding, well, the war's about over, we'll never have to go overseas now. And they were trying to teach us how to dig foxholes down there in Texas. Well, the ground was rocky and hard to dig in, and we'll never have to use them anyway. We got over to Italy. The first day they sent us up to the front, we landed in a potato patch, and they started bombing us. Well, that man got his potatoes dug out of there in a hurry. But then we talked about that when we were in Texas, we didn't figure we'd ever have to dig a foxhole. They didn't have to tell you twice over there. And then from there, we moved on. Well, when we landed in Italy, landed over there a day or so before Thanksgiving. And I had Thanksgiving on the ground then. A lot of the other didn't get off the boat. They had Thanksgiving on the boat. And then we started north and got up to the Po River. There was no way to get across. The enemy was just ahead of us. They were bombing everything. It was just like the 4th of July at night up there. And but there was a bunch of German assault boats that had been left there. So they confiscated them and they pointed to me. I had to row one of the boats across. So you'd haul a bunch of men across and then walk back across go back and take up another load. But that Po River was really swift at that place. Someplace out in the middle was only about a foot deep, but along the edges. And the Po River is above ground level. It's been built up when they built. And I don't know, I got a star or something, I guess, for moving troops across there. Then they kept on going from there. And when the war ended, I was up in northern Italy, Lake Garda. I was in a two-man submarine shed, and I was the only one up there. I was supposed to be guarding that submarine. It's just a little thing, see? And that's where I was when the war ended. And then after that, then we went back on down south again. They were gonna keep our division over there, and then they decided, well, the 34th Division had been over there the longest, so we'll send them home. Or leave them over there for occupation. Let some of these newer troops go home and then get ready to go to Japan. I was sent home for 30 days. Our outfit was supposed to be the first or second group that invaded the Japanese main harbor there. But that would have been rough if we'd had to invade there.
What went through your head when, I mean, knowing that?
While we were home on the furlough, the war ended. We lucked out then. And so I had to go back at a certain date. The president died when we were home on furlough. And that's why he sent me back home for another furlough for so many days. Then I went back out to Camp Carson. That's where I got my discharge. Yeah, I had going overseas. We were on water 21 days going over. We were in a convoy and dodging submarines and that stuff. But we made it over. We landed in North Africa, and then we stayed there overnight. Then we got in an English boat and headed for Italy. And the first morning on the boat, he gave us breakfast. Well, breakfast was full of maggots, so we didn't need much breakfast. Everybody went to the PX then and bought candy and whatever they had there then. But that was an English boat. Oh, that was terrible.
What was life like in Italy? What kind of living conditions did you have while you were there?
Good. Yeah. We landed on a farm that belonged to Mussolini's son-in-law. That's where they set up this big camp for us. And he had a big ranch there on that. That's where we stayed for a few days. Then we gradually worked our way north. Part of the time we walked, part of the time on truck. I got sick, and I didn't go to sick hall. I don't know, I just went to the doctor, I guess, and they put me in the hospital. Well, then they thought I'd went AWOL. They couldn't find me around. Kept checking, they found out I was in the hospital, seems. I should have told them I was going to the hospital, seems I didn't. About the 4th of November, I think, in 1945, get out. And then since then, I've done everything else.
Do you remember, is there one real strong memory or experience that you remember from being over in Italy?
Well, when they started shooting at us, when we were just after we'd got up to the front, see? That was the worst experience. And when we went to the front, we had a duffel bag. We had extra shoes, we had extra clothes, and everything. Just supposed to live on that, see? Well, after that first day or two up there, we left everything, only took what we could carry on, head on us. And if you need anything, there was always a lot of it laying along the road from dead soldiers, so that's what we would use then until we were freed up again. Yeah, Italy's quite a town. Remember one place we were going, that's before we got to the Po River. We were marching along, and the ground started, it was just soft like this, walking on something soft. The ground was just heaving. It must have been set off a big bomb someplace.
Are there any of your friends that you remember serving with? Anyone that you still talk to today?
Not too many. I think the two guys that I went to the Army with, I think they're both dead now.
Do you remember when you came home, how it felt?
It felt pretty good. Yeah, it felt pretty good. Especially when you heard that the war was over in Japan. Yeah, that is the best feeling.
Had to be nice that no one was shooting at you anymore, too.
Yes, that's for sure.
I wonder, how did you view the Germans and Japanese at that time? Did you have a lot of hatred for them?
Yeah, I would say so. At that time when war was going on, I had a lot of bad scenes we were going through where the enemy, we were just behind them, chasing them through this area here, dead soldiers and everything all laying all around there. Yeah, it was a very pretty scene.
Do you ever have problems talking about it, or did you when you initially came back home?
Have any problem talking about it? Mm-hmm. Well, no, not really. Not really. But I don't like to go to 4th of July and see the fireworks. It reminds me of too much crossing the Po River, because just across on the north bank, that's where they're setting off those bombs and all that stuff. Just like a 4th of July, all the celebration. Yeah. I don't care for the 4th of July celebration. No, some of those pictures, things that I saw over there, I can see just as if they just happened this forenoon. You know, it makes a big impression on you.
Do you think the war changed you then?
I suppose in some ways, yeah. There was a relief in knowing that when you got home, that you were home for good then. So, but there were so many families, you know, that, like they said, it affected every town in the United States.
Is there anything you remember from that time about maybe news announcement that you heard on the radio or music that really you hear still clearly in your mind?
Well, we were just about home on our boat. It didn't take too many days to come home because we didn't have any obstacles. And they come on the radio that he had died. So
that Roosevelt had died?
Yeah, Roosevelt had died. Something that'll stick by you, I guess, for a long time.
So what was the highest rank you were in?
PFC.
PFC, okay.
Private First Class. And that you got automatically when you went overseas. Otherwise, I was just a private. Private First Class. That was pretty good.
So when you went over, were you scared? Do you remember what emotion you felt?
Well, yeah. And then you got to think about leaving your family, too, you know, so that's on your mind. Yeah.
Did you write letters back home?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing. It didn't cost anything. You know. I also kept a diary when I was in the Army. Every day I had a little, one of these little notebooks. And I'd keep track every day.
Do you remember some of the things you wrote in there at all?
Well, about the long trip going overseas. 21 days on the water, that's a long time. And about the meal that we ate going up to Italy that first morning.
With the maggots?
Yeah. And different little things along there. Some of the big towns we went through. Yeah, it's, I got to find that thing and go through it again, see what I did do.
Do you remember what kind of food you ate while you were in Italy?
Well, it was GI food. That's not very good. The best was sea rations, and we didn't have too many of that.
What made them better? What were they?
Sea rations? Well, it was sealed. It was sealed, see? Otherwise, they gave you that fresh stuff. When we were in Italy, then they had a lot of garden stuff there that you ate. But, you got by, so. That should just about cover it, I guess. Not a lot of things to talk about, but I don't know where to start or where to stop. We did get a small pension from the war after I got home. So. Outside of that, I guess that pretty well covers it. Then I went back working for an oil station when I got out of the Army. Then I worked there. I overhauled John Deere tractors from 53 to 70, 76. And then I retired for good in 76, excuse me. And then I drove vans. They used to convert vans, make vans in Flandreau. I used to drive those, and I worked in an oil station again. And so that's mostly what I've done after the war. Otherwise, before the war, I was working in an oil station. So.